Test, test, we're good.
All right.
Time.
Yes.
Well, good morning.
I know.
If you would please stand, if at all possible. Actually, this morning, as we call the church to worship, I am asking everyone to stand. Perhaps because our physical posture will be a demonstration of the first song that we're going to sing. So as I call us to worship with the reminder that in just a few moments we're going to be opening our service by singing Stand Up for Jesus. Soldiers of the Cross. It is a very good reminder that in a darkened world, our stand is important, our light is important, our salt is essential. So maybe that thought would be the thought that calls us to worship this morning. Father, we come into your presence. We recognize that in this hour we withdraw from the hustle and bustle of a world that sometimes seems to be going crazy, a world that seems to be blinded and lost its direction. So help us, Father, to refocus this morning, to recommit our ways and thoughts and dependence unto you. We think about those who are in the midst of chaos in our own country due to hurricanes, Father, and we ask that you be present in their thoughts, that they look to you. Father, give us hearts and minds and voices and our entire being that will commit itself today to lifting up your name, to giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, the worship to which you are rightfully due. We love you, and we come into your presence this morning humbly to give you the praise and the worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet all obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. He that our men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, he dare not trust your arm. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls for danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. His fame, the noise of battle, connects the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. Be with the King of glory, shall reign eternally. Be with the King of glory, shall reign eternally.
Yes.
Yes. Praise his rising.
Praise his rising. Eyes are turning to you. face today. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Celebrate your life. When am I doing? What am I doing? Let's stop. I'm sorry. I got totally lost.
Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. Universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth.
Double dose of reading this morning, but following that song, it just seems appropriate to follow it with the 19th Psalm. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their word has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. Father, we rejoice in the majesty of your creation, and even though we sometimes wonder about the forces of nature released within this creation, even in the midst of devastation, we see that the power of this universe speaks of a powerful creator. And that with all the things, Lord, that we think we can manage and the things we can control, we still find ourselves many times at the mercy of one far more powerful than the wisest of wise men. So, Father, may these lessons from nature itself remind us that we're not capable of really handling things on our own. Forgive us for the sin of presumption and independence and arrogance, Father. And may we today humbly look to you as the Lord of heaven and earth, the creator of all things, and the one who cares even in the midst of trouble, who has goodness at its heart, and whose purpose and character is beyond reproach, Father, to this God. Through Jesus Christ, the express image of that great God, we offer our prayer and our thanks this morning. Amen. You may be seated. I notice a couple of birthdays coming up. Wednesday, Tim Piazza, son of Mike and Paula. Thursday the 14th, Amy Davis. I believe that's Joyce's niece, correct? Yeah, Amy on the 14th. And then I see a happy anniversary today, September 10th, Rod and Jill Buxton. I jumped the gun, but Colleen's right on it. So it's happy anniversary, Rod and Jill. So I hope, Rod, you haven't forgotten anything you're supposed to remember. All right. The basic question is, which anniversary is this in term of years? 57. All right. That's very great. Another round of applause for that. If you had been at the wedding we were attending Friday night, you would have won the prize probably. You know, they always have that anniversary dance. You're familiar with what I'm talking about? That after the dance with the bride and the groom and the father of the bride, then they get all married couples out there to dance, and they talk about, if you've been married this many years, this many years, this many years, it's an elimination. You sit down until the oldest couple is left. Well, Colleen and I won that with 52 years, but there was no prize, but you would have won. But I got to thinking about that. They do that backwards. They ought to let the oldest couple sit down first. I mean, it's amazing that after they eliminate all those other people, that we can still stand up. But we made it. It was a real slow dance, though. But congratulations, Rod and Jill. 57 years. God bless you. Announcements this morning. And we... By the way, just hold on to those Bible study questions. We're moving so slow that the ones we covered last week was as far as we got last Wednesday. So just kind of hold on and stay with us. And we will be meeting this Wednesday night with our study in 1 Peter chapter 2, just getting started in that chapter. I do want to mention in the Save the Date section tonight, The Case for Christ, the movie, is being shown at 5 p.m. I've heard three or four people talking about wanting to go and view that. And Colleen and I plan to be there. If someone would like to ride over, you'd be welcome to ride with us. Just see me after church. If anyone is going on their own and not familiar with where First Baptist in Danville is located, it's right on the bypass on the left. Once you pass Maple Avenue, it's the church that sits back off of 127 on the bypass there. The big pond is out in front, and they'll be showing that movie at 5 o'clock tonight. So you're welcome to go, and it will be followed by a six-week class on The Case for Christ for anyone who would like to go, and you're certainly welcome and invited to do so. So I wanted to make that announcement. Also, something else that's not in the bulletin, I'll ask Vance to comment on that. You know, our YMCA has gone into a transformation to a new ministry, a program in our community called Mercer Area Family Enrichment and Wellness. And there are a lot of volunteers needed for different things. And this coming Saturday, the 16th, looking for a few painters. Vance, kind of fill us in on that, please.
The old Adult Education Center on the Mercer County High School campus, I've got a map here and some flyers. It is the preschool, and we've got a new preschool director who wants to spiff it up, so we need to paint the interior. So if we get enough people, we can knock that off real quick Saturday morning starting at 9:30. But as you come in, Mercer Elementary is on the right. You take a left like you're going to the old high school, and it's the first building on the right. So it's real easy to find. And I've got a sign-up sheet in the back. If you'd please do that, probably six people would be great. And if we have anybody that's experienced in painting, we need a supervisor to be sure it all comes out right, because I can see one wall being real light, another one being real dark if we don't have somebody overseeing that. So if anybody has any experience in painting that would like to supervise, then they wouldn't have to paint. They could just supervise.
You could check with Dorothy. She told me that that was her title, CSO, Chief Supervising Officer. So I'm volunteering
all
Dorothy
right,
to supervise
great.
The painting.
So I have flyers with a map and location, times, et cetera, and there's one in the back, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Vance. So hopefully a few hours next Saturday morning, get some painting done. We've got a lot of opportunities upcoming with this new organization and with a lot of our coordinated community services here. So please give that some consideration, maybe if you have a couple of hours to donate time next Saturday morning. Brenda.
Yes, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
Sorry, got my tongue twisted. There's another event going on tonight. If anybody's interested, our friends His Heart will be at Stanford Baptist Church at 6 o'clock tonight. We will be going. If anybody would like to ride with us, we may go a little bit early, but the church is not too hard to find. Stanford's not too big. And I've also got a couple of praises while I have the mic. So many of our friends, as well as you all have friends in Florida, everybody that I know of has left their homes, boarded up, left their homes, and have gone to shelters. That's a good thing. Several of them are in the direct path, their homes are. So, of course, they don't know what they'll go home to, but that's okay. They'll be all right. And another thing, the quintuplets, the Driscoll quints, are 4 months old now. They're ranging from 8 to 10 pounds. One of them actually turned over yesterday. So that family's doing good. Mom and dad are getting some quick breaks every now and then. They apparently have a lot of help. I haven't volunteered. I'd love to, but five babies is too much for me. But the people in Florida have really been on my heart this morning, so when we do our prayers, let's not forget them.
Amen. We will certainly not forget them. Cleo and Emmeline.
I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers for me during my surgery last week. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome for our prayers, Cleo, and glad you're here. He told me he doesn't need his glasses, so that's good.
Last week, Vance brought a scripture that the nation was encouraged to read, Psalm 46, and it was about all these catastrophes, and I read it all week. And in the middle of that chapter is a scripture that Terry uses very often, and it's, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, I thought that meant hush, be quiet, stop talking, whatever. And in a study Bible that I have, the American Standard, it said, "Stop your striving and know that I am God." Mm-hmm. And that really helps you know how to pray when these Florida catastrophes are happening. But if you haven't read that chapter, it applies to right now. And everything. And now they've added an earthquake in Mexico. It's everything is covered in that chapter.
Yes.
And it really does help you know how to pray.
Thank you, yes.
Mona's brother is one of the evacuees from West Palm in Florida, and the bad news is his wife couldn't come. She's an administrator at a hospital, and they require them to stay, so she's there in that hospital having to ride that thing out. So appreciate your prayers for her. Her name's Sharon.
One more note on the Florida. My cousin and her daughter and two grandsons have gone to shelter. They went toward Fort Myers. I'm not sure why, but they went that direction. Her husband and son have chosen to stay at the home. And then her son-in-law had to stay. He is with the Florida Water. So even though I know Karen and Brooke and the boys are at their safe location in Fort Myers area, there are those who chose to ride it out at home. So remember them too. And you know, I think, guys, it's just a house. You know, your family's more important, but anyway, they chose to stay. So if you would, can keep them in your prayers too, those that did decide to stay in their homes and ride it out. And they're in the Clewiston area, which is near Lake Okeechobee, right in the middle of the state. And then George isn't here this morning. They had a resident who passed, and so he had to leave and head up to a nursing home to be there with the family. So if you would just keep that family in your prayers.
For all these situations and the reminder of that 46th Psalm, which during our prayer time Vance read last Sunday, it probably would not be wrong. In fact, it would be good to read this psalm again and let it be the foundation and surrounding for our prayers this morning as we reflect on all that is in this psalm. Have we covered just about everything, I believe, in that prayer time? So as you think about the things, Florida, all the natural disasters and other concerns, healing, people who are having troubles, whatever it might be, hear this psalm again. And in fact, it's a part of our prayer. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. And now that verse that Emmeline expounded upon about stop your striving. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Whatever prayer is on your heart to be lifted publicly in the assembly this morning, speak that prayer out to the God who is our refuge, our help, our strength in times of trouble.
We're not affected in this area, so we think we are affected in ways we might not be aware of. Increasing gas prices, people rush into the grocery. Our power plant at Lake Cumberland is generating power like I've never seen before, with the gates open and water going up 150 feet in the air. Lord, I just ask that you'd help us to be patient with inconveniences that we might suffer because of this. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to keep our attitude right and show us what we can do to help. If we're not affected, or our income's not affected by this, help us to take some of our income as we can and help some of these people, Lord. Just show us what we're supposed to do, and let us be faithful to do it.
Father, as we look to the storms to the south, let us keep in mind the fact that there are many people who are not allowed to leave the area. We have firefighters, police officers, men who work the electric companies and the power and water companies, Lord. Be with them. We make this prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, for this time when we can focus on your throne of grace and enter there boldly because of Jesus, we do so with thanksgiving that we're not on our own, that we have a God who is a refuge and help in time of trouble. I'm reminded, Lord, how many different ways that the Bible invites us to come before you with the phrase in time of need, in time of trouble. You are there. You are our resource. And so we look to you. We humbly call on your help, your grace, your mercy for every issue of life. The things, Father, that are beyond our control, may we put them in your hand and know that they are in good hands. Thank you for this time to be reminded and to come before your throne of grace as a body of believers. And we do so in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. If I haven't forgotten anything, although when Rock was praying, it did remind me, I had mentioned last week and would mention again that as this thing kind of settles out, we will have direction on how we can best help financially. It's going to take a while, it looks like, for all of this to kind of come into focus. And I was made aware last week, Wanda was aware that she has a contact that as far as supplies are concerned, where we could get it directly to someone rather than just ship it blindly, not knowing where it was going. So all of these things, as they are made known, we'll pass along and give you an opportunity to share in that, in the help, because there will be plenty of opportunities. This time we'll dismiss the children, the children's workers, to Children's Church.
A man passed last week that I had great respect for, Stuart Powell Ford, and I ask that you'd remember his family, and he was a very, very neat fella, so, yes. Stand with me as we sing if you wish. You don't have to, but...
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood
and righteousness.
I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm. Thank you. the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.